فهمیدن و صحبت کردن به زبان انگلیسی می تواند به بهبود کیفیت زندگی شما در استرالیا کمک کند. SBS مجموعه پادکستی دارد که در آن مصطلحات روزمره زندگی استرالیایی توضیح داده می شوند. با گوش دادن به این درس ها مهارت های انگلیسی خود را تقویت کنید، در مورد استرالیا بیشتر بیاموزید و همزمان از وقتتان لذت ببرید. این شما و این هم آخرین قسمت پادکست انگلیسی بیاموزید SBS.
Learning English helps me to talk about weather.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. My name is Josipa and I use small talk about weather as an icebreaker all the time. An icebreaker is something that we say or use to start a conversation. Any topic can be used as an icebreaker, but the most common one is weather. Now, I'm sure you have noticed that there has been a lot of talk in the news about climate change and weather-related problems. So, in this episode, we are going to practice small talk about extreme weather. Small talk is casual conversation about everyday topics that are not likely to cause disagreements. Small talk is one of the best things to learn when you are learning English. It helps you start conversations and gives you more opportunities to practice. Alright, so let's picture an extremely hot summer day. The sun is shining brightly in the sky, and the beach seems like the perfect place to be. At a bus stop, Alan is waiting for a bus when Claire arrives.
Whew, it's a scorcher, isn't it?
Oh, I know. I feel like I'm melting. It's been over a week. When are we going to get a break?
Who knows? The forecast says this will be the hottest summer on record.
Really? I hope we don't have any bushfires.
Bushfires. That's a word we often hear in Australia. But first, let's go back to the beginning of the conversation when Claire mentioned...
It's a scorcher, isn't it?
It's a scorcher is an informal expression that we can use to describe an extremely hot day. There are many other expressions we can use to say the same thing. I'll give you more examples later, but let's go through the phrases we heard in the dialogue first. Alan said,
I feel like I'm melting.
Have you ever been so hot you have felt like you are melting? If you say this, you might feel like an ice cream melting in the sun, hot and uncomfortable. Alan also asked,
when are we going to get a break?
Here, Alan is asking when the situation will improve or change. In this context, a break means a relief from the hot weather, a period of cooler temperatures or more comfortable conditions.
The forecast says this will be the hottest summer on record.
A forecast is a prediction or estimation about what is likely to happen in the future. Here, Claire is talking about a weather forecast. In Australia, the weather forecast is provided by the Bureau of Meteorology, sometimes known as the Bureau or BOM, BOM. You might hear people saying,
what does the BOM say?
Which just means, what is the weather forecast?
The forecast says this will be the hottest summer on record.
And on record refers to historical data or information that has been collected and documented over time. So the hottest summer on record means that it will be the warmest summer ever recorded in history.
I hope we don't have any bushfires.
Bushfires, also called wildfires or forest fires, are uncontrollable fires in nature like forests, grasslands and wild areas. They can be extremely dangerous and cause a lot of damage. As I said before, there are a lot of phrases we can use to say that it's extremely hot. In Australia, we love talking about the weather, so we have lots of ways of doing it. Try these phrases yourself the next time it's really hot.
It's sweltering.
It's a real sizzler.
A sizzler comes from the word sizzle, which we use to describe the sound of something frying in a very hot pan. The word sizzle sounds a bit like the actual noise of the food cooking, doesn't it?
This heat wave is too much.
A heat wave is a long period of extremely hot days. If it's been hot and dry, meaning no rain for a long time, this is called a drought. During a drought, the land becomes dry and it's hard for crops and animals to get enough water. Now let's talk about the other extreme. Storms and floods. Floods happen when it rains a lot and the water can cause damage to roads and homes. Let's imagine it's been a week of heavy rain and Alan and Claire are driving home right in the middle of a thunderstorm.
It's raining cats and dogs.
Yes, it's quite a downpour. This rain doesn't seem to be letting up.
I heard that flood-prone places near the town are being evacuated. I hope we can get home and there is no flash flooding on the road.
Fingers crossed, the rain eases up soon.
Oh, I just love working with Alan and Claire because they help me learn. Just when I feel comfortable with the English language, they show me phrases that I've never heard before. Have you heard of the phrase Claire used at the start of the dialogue when she said,
"It's raining cats and dogs"?
It's raining cats and dogs is a funny way to say that it is raining very hard. Of course, cats and dogs cannot actually fall from the sky. At least, I have never seen that. So, this is just a fun expression you can use to describe heavy rain.
Yes, it's quite a downpour. This rain doesn't seem to be letting up.
A downpour is when the rain is very heavy. And if the rain doesn't seem to be letting up, that means that it is not stopping or getting any lighter.
I heard that flood-prone places near the town are being evacuated.
A flood-prone place is an area that is likely to flood when there is too much rain. When this happens, people might be asked to evacuate, that is, to leave or move to safer areas. The evacuation is done to keep people out of danger and protect them from the flooding. Claire also said,
I hope we can get home and there's no flash flooding on the road.
Flash flooding is when the rain is really heavy in a short period of time and the flood happens suddenly. If there is flash flooding on the road, it can make driving very dangerous.
Fingers crossed, the rain eases up soon.
This means that Alan hopes the rain will become lighter or stop. I think it's really important to understand how to be prepared for extreme weather like flooding, drought, and bushfires. SBS has information in over 60 languages to help you understand what to do in these extreme weather situations. You can find this information on our Australia Explained website, which has articles and podcasts in your language. And joining us today is Maram Ismaili, my dear colleague and content producer of Australia Explained. Hi Maram, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good, and I wanted to ask you, can you please explain to our audience what kind of content can they find on the Australia Explained website?
On Australia Explained website, there is podcasts, there is articles in over 30 languages, Josipa, and it's actually dedicated to assist migrants settling in Australia with practical multilingual information on migration, culture, finance, jobs, housing, and more.
Can you give us some example?
Yeah, sure. So part of the offering that Australia Explained provide to the listener or to the audiences, essential information to navigate emergencies and nature disasters such as extreme weather hazards. So communities need to have systems in place to understand risks and react to emergencies. For example, I'll go into details, Australia's National Fire danger rating system is an excellent example of this. It's a warning system to inform residents and first responders of what conditions to expect next. So if you're interested in learning more about how to prepare for different emergencies, check out the podcast episode that goes through severity levels and what actions to take in, you know, heat waves, for example. So I must also mention that Australia Explained podcast Emergency Essential series won the EMPA Award for Excellence in Emergency Communication. It consists of 10 episodes and you can check it out on our website www.sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
That's great, Maram. Now, can you please help us repeat the phrases we practiced in this episode?
Sure.
What is an icebreaker?
An icebreaker is something that we say or do to start a conversation with someone we don't know.
What is a heat wave?
A heat wave is a long period of extremely hot days.
Now listen carefully and repeat after Alan and Claire. First, the phrases to talk about extreme hot weather.
Phew, it's a scorcher, isn't it?
I feel like I'm melting.
This heat wave is too much.
It's a real sizzler.
We also covered some phrases to talk about heavy rain.
It's raining cats and dogs.
It's quite a downpour.
This rain doesn't seem to be letting up.
I hope the rain eases up soon.
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, you can find more phrases and practice your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English helps Australians to speak, understand, and connect.